translation of letters, I am the letter A, and among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators, I am Brahma. Purport. Aka, the first letter of the Sanskrit alphabet, is the beginning of the Vedic literature. Without Aka, nothing can be sounded, therefore it is the beginning of sound. In Sanskrit, there are also many compound words, of which the dual word, like Rama, Krishna, is called Dvandva. In this compound, the words Rama and Krishna have the same form, and therefore the compound is called dual. Among all kinds of killers, time is the ultimate because time kills everything. Time is the representative of Krishna because in due course of time there will be a great fire and everything will be annihilated. Among the living entities who are creators, Brahma, who has four heads, is the chief. Therefore, he is a representative of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Aksharanam akarosmi dvandva samasikasya cha ahamevakshaya kalo dhataham vishvato mukha. Of letters, I am the letter A, and among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators, I am Brahma. Om Jnanasamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamuscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Anamami Hari Priya Ancha Kalpa Dharubhyascha Kipa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasa Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, known as Vibhuti Yoga. Vibhuti means the opulences. What are the opulences of the Absolute? Now, previous to this, before this chapter was spoken, Arjuna has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and specifically in this chapter, he has recognized Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. He has accepted Krishna as Supreme. Param Brahma, Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna. This word Brahma, this means the Absolute Truth. This is a subject of great discussion. The whole Vedic literature is out to describe what is Brahma, what is the Absolute Truth. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Vedanta Sutra begins that human life is meant for understanding the Absolute Truth. What is that Absolute Truth? Then again, big discussion. Atova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanta. Yat prayat yabivangshi vishanti tad vijigyasa svat tad brahmeti. What is the Absolute Truth? That from whom everything emanates, in whom everything rests, and into whom everything ultimately enters. That is the proper subject of inquiry. That is the Absolute Truth. So that is a great discussion which made many great rishis over many, many years they have been discussing. We'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is sometimes different conferences of rishis, just like we have parliament. All the people get together and discuss. What is the welfare of the country? Well, there are so many different councils, debating clubs, and discussions, so many discussions about science, physics, and politics. Previously, and even now, on higher planets, there would be groups of rishis who would come to discuss what is the purpose of life, what is the absolute truth. So that is ascertained, that the purpose of life, that has been ascertained and described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the purpose of life is to understand Krishna. The purpose of life is to, whatever we may be doing, to glorify Krishna. Kavibir nirupitam yadultama shloka gunar navananam. Whatever we may be doing, that should be offered in the service of Krishna. Idam hi pungsas tapasa shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha bunti datiya. Whatever it may be, our learning, our austerities, our penances, our religious performances, our charity, the perfection of that will be achieved when we come to the point of glorifying Krishna, because he is understood, nirupita, it is ascertained by great sages that the last word in the absolute truth is Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, he is the supreme abode of everything, param brahma, param dhamma, pavitram paramam bhavan, he is the supreme pure, purusham shashvatam divyam, he is the eternal transcendental person, adi devam, he is the origin of all the demigods, ajam, he is unborn, vibhum, he is powerful. So many adjectives can be used to describe Krishna. We have Vishnu Sahasranam, which describes 1,000 names of Vishnu, describing his different glories. What are his different? Aprameya. He is not possible to understand him by ordinary logic. There's so many different terms which describe Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna as the Supreme Absolute Truth. But even 1,000 names is not enough. That we cannot understand fully the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, it is ascertained throughout the scriptures, Vedaischa Sarvaham Eva Vedyaha, in all the Vedic literatures it is ascertained that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna. That is accepted by Arjuna. Arjuna is the first hearer of the Bhagavad Gita, this time in this Kali Yuga. So Arjuna, he understood this very quickly, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many so-called scholars, they may be very proud of their scholarship, their reading Bhagavad Gita, but they don't understand. They may even write commentaries on Gita, but they don't understand. If you don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, then your study of Gita is a waste of time. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmasva nushtita pungsa vishvaksena katasu yaha nutpadiyad yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. You may be a very great religionist. You may be performing so many ceremonies. Sometimes we see in India people, they organize big yajnas in which they pour ghee into the fire. But according to the version of Srimad Bhagavatam, for all their big performances, if they don't come to the point of loving Krishna, it's all a waste of time. Simply a waste of time. A waste of ghee too. Or sometimes we see they organize what they call Gita Gyan Yajna, in which they go on waffling so many things, supposed to be from Bhagavad Gita. But they don't come to the point of Bhagavad Gita, which is Sarvadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. You may be a great so-called Gita scholar, learning all the verses, repeating them all. But if we don't come to the point of surrendering to Krishna, then it's all a waste of time, useless. According to the version of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all useless. So Arjuna, he has understood Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna, he has understood, we are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are the servants of Krishna. Very simple point to understand. We are all servants of Krishna. It's not a very difficult thing to understand. But mostly people are confused because they don't want to surrender to Krishna. And even we find the followers of Vedic literature, that means nowadays going on by the name of Hindu society. Mostly, people, they're not very interested to surrender to Krishna. Even there may be some discussion of Krishna, they may go to some Ramayana Katha or Bhagavad Katha, but actually surrendering to Krishna, they don't want to do. But Arjuna, he is not in that position, he's come to this position of accepting. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he's asking Krishna, how can we recognize you? Because after all, to understand God is not a very easy thing. So Krishna is describing what are some of his opulences, how we can begin to understand God in this world. So he's giving some examples. Here, in this verse, some examples are given, and throughout this chapter, different examples are given. That Krishna, here we see, Akshara Anamakaro Smi, Krishna is represented by the Aka, the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. And we find also in the Bible at the beginning that is stated, God is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's also the end of everything. Krishna is the beginning and everything, and the middle also. Everything rests in Krishna. Among compound words, he is the dual compound. He is also inexhaustible time, and among creators, he is Brahma. So the different examples are given throughout this chapter. Now, sometimes this is misunderstood to mean that, all right, Krishna is everything, Krishna is in everything, so everything is Krishna. Now, in one sense, that is true, but this has to be understood very carefully. Sometimes we hear people say, oh, everything is God, so therefore I can worship God in any way I like. But that's not actually a fact, because Shastra has given us a particular way. You worship in this way, just like you offer like this. You don't offer like this. Why? Actually, if you investigate very deeply, you will find that everything has a reason. That by going like this, this will create that will create auspiciousness. But if you go like this, that will create inauspiciousness. Just like this swastika, that is an auspicious symbol. You will find, you know, even now in Hindu ceremonies, they'll put swastika. Hitler, he put round the other way. Then that auspicious, that generation of auspiciousness became turned into generation of inauspiciousness. So we can study, if we like, what are the... There are subtle effects. Everything has subtle effects. By vibrating Vedic mantras, by performing Vedic ceremonies, if they're properly performed, everything has its effect. But if we just do it according to our imagination, we can't get the same effect. It's not that you get the same result by worshipping Krishna and by worshipping someone else. That's very clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitrin yanti prachivrataha, bhuteja yanti bhutani, yet madhyajana opi yanti mam. If you worship demigods, you go to the planets of the demigods. If you worship the pitris, the forefathers, you go to their planet. If you worship ghosts, you become a ghost. And if you worship Krishna, you go to Krishna. It's not all the same. We may, in our imagination or sentimentality, we may think it is all the same. But it's not all the same. There is one result gained from worshipping Krishna, and another result from doing something else. And even that worshipping of Krishna, that also is not just, well, I feel like doing it this way. If we're actually serious about worshipping Krishna, which we should be if we have any spiritual sense, if we realize that the purpose of human life is to understand God and that Krishna is God, therefore we have to worship Him exactly according to Shastra Vidhi. Shastra means, which is guidance in human society given by God, how we can be guided from our present conditioned state of material life. Conditioned state means we are identifying with this body. I am this body. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. I am Indian. I am Irish. I am Brahmin. Even the dog is thinking, I am a dog. This is called Dehatma Buddhi, identifying the self as the body. This is not advanced. This is the same level of consciousness as the animal. The animal is thinking, I am this body, I am a dog, my duty is to bark when anyone comes. And we are thinking, I am a human being, it is my duty to feed my children, this, that. It is your duty, but that is the same duty as the animal has to feed his children. So if you're actually going to be a human being, then you have to come to a higher platform of consciousness. Otherwise, ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanyame tat pashu bhyanaranam. The humans, they eat, sleep, mate, and fear. And the animals, they also do. So what is the difference between a human and an animal? That we watch TV, that we build big, big buildings and blow them up again. Does this make us a human being? The difference is, dharmo hi tesham adhiko vishesham, dharmena hina pashubhya samanam. The difference is that the human form of life affords the opportunity to make this inquiry, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, what is the purpose of life? What is the absolute truth? To follow the principles of scripture for elevation. An animal cannot study Bhagavad Gita. An animal cannot follow the prescriptions of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, if one actually wants to come to a better status of life, without which we simply end up as an animal again. We've been in animal bodies so many times, and we will be again, unless we follow the process of elevation given in Shastra. That is to guide us step by step. Ya Shastra Vidhim Vitsrija, Varatate Kama Kamata, Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti, Nasukam Naparam Gatim. As Krishna says in Gita, if you don't follow the principles of scripture, if you simply do according to your own desire, then you don't gain anything. You cannot attain happiness. You cannot attain perfection. You cannot attain to the supreme abode. Therefore, Shastra is to guide us how to control the mad mind, which is attached to this material world in so many ways. How we can fix our consciousness on the supreme. That means fix the consciousness on Krishna. So, according to different times, places, countries, different prescriptions are given. At the present time is Kali Yuga, going on since the last 5,000 years, and will go on for another 427,000 years. At the present time, the only way to understand the Absolute Truth, to understand Krishna, to get free from birth and death, is to chant the names of Krishna, specifically the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Namnam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nata Paratarupaya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. The verdict of Kali Santarana Upanishad is that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this is the essence of all the Vedas. If we search through all the Vedas, we won't find anything better than this, because simply by this mantra of 16 names, 32 syllables, all the bad effects of Kali Yuga are destroyed. And not only are the bad effects of Kali Yuga destroyed, that is further explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vajit, that by chanting Hare Krishna, we become free from all the bad effects of this terrible Kali age, and we attain to Krishna consciousness. We attain to Krishna, we go back to the abode of Krishna, back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, everyone should do it. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna. If you actually want advancement of life, then chant Hare Krishna. Especially those who are born in India, Hindu family, they have more opportunity to become Krishna conscious. More opportunity, because that culture is there, or was there. It's going away fast. That one of my friends living in India, he's from America. So one, he went in a shop to purchase something, so the shopkeeper was a Muslim. So he asked him, what are you doing? You're from America and you'll come to India. What are you doing that for? All us Indians, we want to go to America. So my friend's devotee, he said that, I came here for the Indian culture, but can't find it anymore. It was there 20 years ago, but where is it now? That culture is going down. People are becoming very materialistic. That great culture, Indian culture, based on how to understand God. Ishavasya society. Society based on understanding God. Now they want to understand sports, rock music, fashion. Every corner of Bombay, now they have Miss Borivali, Miss Andheri, and then they all get together and they have beauty contest, and then they find Miss Bombay and they send them for Miss India. It's just prostitution. Previously, that's what it is. Previously, no respectable person would allow, they'd never consider allowing their daughter to partake in such things. Now they're pushing them. They think very prestigious. They should go like this. If my daughter can be Miss so-and-so. So So this is symptomatic of diseased society, how they've forgotten the goal of life. Such a great culture. You'll find these books, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam, such a great culture, such high thoughts, and now lowest, imitating this Western society. They're thinking this is very advanced. If we can eat meat, drink wine, have illicit sex, all these things, this is very advanced, and must speak English. That is necessity for anyone in India is to be considered civilized. They have to speak English, otherwise they're considered not very educated, very low class. So how the culture has gone down. Still, there is hope there, because still there is some natural piety in the people, and many people are very quickly frustrated with this materialistic way of life, that symptom of some piety. So now we find, in India at least, that many people are taking up this chanting of Hare Krishna very seriously, and they should, because if not, then your whole life is spoiled. In this Kali Yuga, if we don't chant Hare Krishna, then our whole life is spoiled. Otherwise, we may think, I'm leading a very nice life, we have enough money, we have enough food, and we eat ghee at home, everything is very nice, but that is not the perfection of life. Simply if you die, you may eat chapatis with ghee all your life, but at the time of death, that won't help you. At the time of death, if we don't think of Krishna, then the whole life is wasted. Therefore, this human life, the essence, the purpose should be how to remember Krishna. That should be made the center of life, not the edge of life, that I have my TV, my home, my food, my family, my business, I have so many other things, and I also go to the temple once a week. Oh, I do my puja in the morning and then I think, no. Krishna must be put in the center. Krishna is the center. But we are foolishly thinking that I am the center, and Krishna is there just to give me some blessing. That's all. No, we should be very serious to understand Krishna, and very serious to understand Krishna means we must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's not meant just for the Western people. It's meant for everyone. They said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ramyata. This is Shastra. The Shastra says that in this Kali Yuga there is no other way, no other way, no other way. That means not by worshipping different demigods, not by worshipping Ganesh or Shankar or any demigod, you will get the perfection of life. Not by performing different yajnas. Even puja you may do, if you don't chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you're not going to get the proper result. Therefore, this whole Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Vedic literatures, all the Vedic culture, this is all meant simply to direct us to Krishna, and the essential practice for achieving Krishna in this Kali Yuga is chanting the names of Krishna. Therefore, I would request Mrs. Narayana and others, you should get one of these and use it regularly. Now you're naturally you're attracted to the devotees, but you should take up this chanting very seriously. You should also start in your home chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yehi hamare nivedan hai. Aap bhi Hare Krishna Maha Mantra jap kijiye. Iske bina aur koi dusra upay nahi hai. लेकिन साथ साथ में ही भगवान का नाम लेना चाहिए उसका आवश्यकता है अगर ऐसा नहीं करना है तो जीवन का क्या उद्देश्य है हरे कृष्ण एनी क्वेश्चन वो द्वारपर युग में किए थे अभी कलयुग चल रहा है और कलयुग Satya Yog mein dhyan, dhyan se Bhagavat prapti hui. Or Treta Yog mein krite yadhyayato Vishnu, tretayang yajyato makai. Kas Treta Yog mein yagya, aisa hum yagya anumodita. Or Dwarpa Yog mein mandir mein puja karna. Or is Kali Yog mein kas Kali Yog mein Bhagavan ka naam lena chahiye. इस युग में भी यज्ञ करना है, लेकिन सबसे महत्वपूर्ण ये नाम जप, यज्ञानम जप यज्ञ, उसमें ये भी एक यज्ञ है। यज्ञ क्या क्या मतलब है, वो सब कुछ भगवान के चरण में उत्सर्ग करना। तो इस काली काल में इतना आग में इतना घी डालना तो संभव नहीं है, ऐसा काम इतना घी कहाँ से मिलेगा, खास भारत में घी का दाम इतना ज्यादा है। भारत में जब लोग घी खाते है डालडा समझते, अगर घी बोलते है डालडा समझते, खाती घी कोई इस्तेमाल नहीं करते। तो इस और एक दूसरा कारण है कि यज्ञ करने के लिए एकदम शुद्ध ब्राह्मण होना चाहिए, तो ऐसे ब्राह्मण कहाँ से मिलते, मुश्किल लगभग असंभव है। मैंने देखा राजस्थान में एक यज्ञ था, मैंने कहा तो सब ब्राह्मण उपस्थित थे, तो 3 घंटे यज्ञ की डालना, मंत्र उच्चारण करना और उसके बाद चाय पीना, तो क्या फायदा होगा, कोई फायदा नहीं। तो इसलिए इस काली युग में हरि नाम करना इसका जरूरत है। हरि नाम जप करने से यज्ञ ध्यान और सभी धार्मिक विधि जो है वो सब विधि का फल मिलता है। खाली हरे कृष्ण प्रेम से उच्चारण करने से सभी फल मिलता है। आप देख सकते हैं तो हम सब लज चंदाल के जाते हैं, लेकिन अभी हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप करने से क्या बदल हो गया है। तो अगर हमारे जीवन में इतने परिवर्तन हो गया है तो आप जो शुद्ध है तो आपका जीवन में कितना फायदा होगा। यही नाम का प्रभाव है, क्योंकि नाम तो आप रोज और पवित्र बने भगवान का नाम लेने से। वो हो सकते है, लेकिन हमारे आगमन खाली यहाँ 1 घंटे 2 घंटे के लिए रहने के लिए नहीं है, कुछ उपदेश देना चाहिए। अगर आप स्थिर करेंगे रोज कम से कम 1 माला जप करना तो हमारे आगमन सफल होगा। आप सब हरे कृष्ण Jio Kama. This is a Sanskrit term. Prabhupada has given a little, unless you understand Sanskrit, you're not going to, it's technical terms of Sanskrit grammar. What it means is that in Sanskrit often 2 words join together to become 1 word, just like in English also, gatekeeper comes together to become gatekeeper. So like that. Prabhupada gave the example, Rama Krishna becomes Rama Krishna. Becomes 1 word, yeah. I don't know, and I'm not a Sanskrit grammarian. I know what it means, but I don't know what is it in... Very simply, I know what it means, but I don't know what it is in relationship to all the other hundreds and hundreds of formations in Sanskrit language.
Well, it's like when Krishna says, I am the taste of water, and thank you God, then invent all for drinking water.
This is a little different. This chapter is it's describing the best thing in any class, or the most prominent thing in any class. Of course, the dual compound, it's very common. It's not an uncommon usage. It's very common. It's everywhere, all throughout Sanskrit. So maybe from that point of view. But exactly why, I can't say. You'd have to ask a Sanskrit. You have to ask a Vaishnav Sanskrit scholar. Don't ask a Mayavadi. He'll give you some funny idea. He'll explain it to mean that actually I'm God. What this means is that I'm God. Meditate on the sound of the name. That's the first thing, to hear attentively. Also, chanting with feeling, understanding that Krishna is our supreme master and friend, just like a child calls for the mother. So calling with feeling, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Meditate on Krishna.
What he was saying to me recently, that he said in the book that the full force of that Maha Mantra hadn't been unleashed yet.
Which book was that? Which page? What's the call?
I think it was some of the comments from the qualities of Krishna Bhai.
It's very difficult. I can't understand exactly what it means. It's difficult for me to say without seeing the quote and the context. The full force of the holy name hasn't been released. That's true for all of us, as much as we're not chanting with full faith and full attention. But if we do chant with full faith and full attention, we'll get full result. It's not like some people say the end of the world is nigh. Just you have to wait. If you don't become a Jehovah's Witness now, then in 2 years, when the end of the world comes, then you're going to really get it. So it's not like that we have to wait another 2 years, 3 months and 3 days, and then the full force of the holy name, there'll be like a big light shining all over the world, and you count down to the days, and then just like the Jehovah's Witness, nothing happens, and then they go back to their Bible and recalculate it, and they go on like this. It's always 2 years ahead. It's not like that. Not at all. Quite the opposite. Not at all dependent on material circumstances. Why should it be? Why should Krishna depend on anything material? Krishna is independent. He's everything is depending on Krishna, not on the other way.